Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
Good day.
Hello. All right, let's jump right into it, guys. We've got, when you're focusing on your business and you're trying to think about all the things you could be looking at and like, what should I be gauging? What should I be looking at? What's a tell? What are the KPIs that I need to focus on? Because what you focus on
grows
or decreases, depending on what it is. I've decided to boil all of the success of my gym on 2 KPIs.
Yeah.
And really just one.
Ultimately, yeah, it all rolls up.
One KPI that rules everything. And we'll start with the secondary one, okay? And then we'll do the top dog. The secondary one's important because your first KPI could be growing, but you could be burning cash over here with this one, and it basically offsets. So let's start into them. The first KPI I focus on is ROAS, R-O-A-S, return on ad spend. Because we run heavy ads, paid traffic, we need to be able to understand whether or not those campaigns are profitable or not.
Yes.
And when they are profitable, we like to spend more, or if they're not, we have decisions to make because there's levels of aggression, and we'll get into that here in a second. So what ROAS basically says is I spent X amount of dollars and I got X amount in return in the first 30 days. By the way, for the fitness industry, we do have the benefit of recurring revenue, but for the case of this KPI, I take a 30-day revenue window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you sign up somebody for a weekly membership at $99 and you're going to collect 4 payments in the first 30 days, you would say, about $400, right? If you take an enrollment fee at the front, so maybe it's a $500 enrollment fee, and then it's $300 a month after that, that's a $800 30-day window. So basically what you're saying is, okay, I spent, hopefully I don't stump myself with math, I spent $1,000 in ad spend.
Sure.
Okay, $1,000 in ad spend. And I signed up 3 clients from that $1,000 that are all paying $500 a piece. Okay. So I've collected $1,500 in the first 30 days. I spent $1,000. My ROAS is 1500 divided by the $1,000 is 1.5.
Correct.
Okay. So 1.5 says for every dollar I spent, I get $1.50 back in the first 30 days. The goal of marketing is always to be above 1. Okay. It's you want to acquire clients at a profit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to acquire clients at a profit. However, if you only got to 1, let's say you spent $1,500, you got $1,500 back in the first 30 days, you're a 1-to-1, you essentially can market forever.
Yep.
Because no matter how much money you spent, if you're at 1, if you spent $10,000 and you got $10,000 back in the first 30 days, plus all those clients that come with it, that's a press the gas scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You are not losing money on any marketing. You are actually breaking even, and it's an infinite funnel. They call this the break even funnel.
Yep.
So you're going to test hooks and different mediums and creatives and copy and video versus static and lead form versus landing page. You're going to test all this stuff. The more granular you can get and the more you can attribute what lead came from what campaign, the better your marketing efforts are going to be. And the most unfortunate thing with a lot of this is you usually aren't running your own marketing.
Yeah.
So you've got an agency running marketing and you're over here making sales, but you never relay the numbers back to the agency, or you don't have a system to where you guys could all look at it together. And sometimes this happens actually more often than not. The CPL, cost per lead KPI, is what the agency's looking at. And you're over here looking at ROAS.
Yeah.
And so the CPL gets out of whack. Maybe it's super high, but you're still getting a high ROAS over one. The agency's going to want to shut that off. You're going to want to keep it on. Or vice versa. The CPO is super low, CPL. They get a $7 cost per lead, but you haven't made one sale.
One sale, yeah.
You're going to say, shut it off. And they're going to say, what are you, stupid?
Yep.
And so there's this, you know, incongruency between what you see, your numbers, your data, and what the KPI is that the agency is running and gauging off of there. The key to fixing this is communication. Yeah. Talk to each other. We use something called the math of marketing. That's a whole lesson in our business accelerator program. We got charts and graphs and all the types of like little formulas. The goal is to be over one. Okay. Let's talk about the levels of aggression for a second. So there's three levels of aggression when it comes to marketing. You are either saying I'm okay, or I need to make money on every sale. I'm okay breaking even, or I'm okay losing money on every sale.
Sure. Initial sale.
Initial sale. And you could be in all three of those at any given time during the year, yeah, because it depends on what's going on. So let's take the ROAS number of example. Let's take an e-com business, for mm-hmm. example, that sells widgets. They sell t-shirts, okay? You sell t-shirts for $25 online, and you're running paid traffic, but it's costing you $30 to close a $25 sale. You don't ever sell anything else to this person. There's no reoccurring. There's no upsells. There's no downsells. There's no like repitching in the long-term email campaigns. You just have to make money on every single front-end sale. Your level of aggression, I don't know if it's three or one, is a one. You can't, you have to make money,
yeah,
on every single sale. You're a one.
Yeah.
If you break even, that's not even worth your time.
Yeah, technically,
and if you lose money, you're definitely going out of business. So is an e-commerce business that sells a one-time product, a widget, a flashlight, a toothpick, whatever it is, a wallet, you better be level one. Because if you're not, you're going out of business. Does that make sense, everybody? Shake your head, say yes.
Yes, sir.
Level two aggression says, I'm okay breaking even on every single sale. And I would say every gym should live... Well, technically, it depends, really. But like, if you ever get to a level two, every single sale breaks even, that's a home run. Like, leave it on.
The campaign.
You spend $1,500, you got $1,500 back in the first 30 days. It's a one. Your level two aggression, we're good.
And again, the reason being in this industry, because those people that you've acquired month one that are paying you month one, we're in a recurring revenue model, right? So month two, the work that went in to acquire that client for month one, they're paying you again month two and beyond.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you can be okay with the one-to-one as opposed to an e-com business that doesn't have that secondary sale coming in the next month unless they go and resell to that person.
Yeah.
And reacquire a new that person again.
Yeah, great.
That's the difference.
Yeah, great explanation. Great explanation. So that's if you get to a one, that's like, to me, it's our goal for the year to be at a one.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we were at a one in the first half and less than a one in the second half. And I think we entered at like a 0.8. Okay. So the last one is level three, which says you're making money on every sale. Now, if you've never run ads before and you're in a small town, I will guarantee you if I sneezed and threw something together off ChatGPT with the wrong gym's colors on it, you're going to be profitable. It's just how easy it is. The more mature you are in a market, the longer you've been running ads, the more people have seen your stuff, the harder it is to be above one.
Sure.
Okay. I've seen gyms come out of the gate at a 6. I've seen gyms come out of the gate at a 14.
That's when
14 ROAS.
You hope that they have deep pockets for marketing.
Really don't even need.
They don't deep, need. They just. They need a month's worth of deep pockets in marketing.
Yeah. And so,
imagine a place where growth is the only option, and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply. When you get to a 2, a 3, a 5, a 6, a 14, this is what I call holy grail territory. This is like grand slam, holy grail. Let's throw the kitchen sink at the budget and let's scale. Let's go. And there's ways to modify what you're selling to increase your ROAS. For example, if you sell higher ticket stuff at the point of sale, your ROAS will go up because you're getting more back in the front end. Now, why is this whole thing important? The whole thing is important because I want to know that I'm spending money profitably. Marketing essentially is the it's the buying of customers and the multiplication of capital.
Correct.
If I think about marketing as buying customers from, you're in the grocery store, you got your cart and you're going down the aisle. Along the aisle is all your customers. And they're all different prices and they all have different values. You have to know what your value of your customer is, lifetime value. And month to month.
Sure.
And you look over and you look on the shelf and you say, okay, my memberships are $500 and people stay for 12 months. That's a $6,000 asset. And it looks like it's for sale for $389. Would you buy that asset that's worth $6,000 for $389? The answer should be yes. Give me as many of those as possible.
As many as the 300, what was it, 300?
389.
389. As many times as I can spend 389, yep. Give me every one of them.
Yep, exactly. So it depends on your cash flow. So if you think about marketing, it's just buying customers. A great book, Buying Customers 2.0, Bradley Sugars. Yep. Highly recommend the book. It's just, you take the approach of just, I'm just buying customers out of the market. And there's going to be times in your life cycle of your gym that you should be okay being a level one aggression for many, many reasons. Meaning I'm not making money this month on this acquisition, but next month or maybe the third month, mm-hmm. I will be. If you have a lot of confidence in your retention, your delivery systems, your product itself, you should be okay sometimes being at a level one aggression, being negative. And I'll tell you two big reasons. Number one reason is you got a recurring revenue model. You know your numbers. Yeah, I'm at a 0.5 this month. That means I'll get all my money back in month two. And then in month three, I'm starting to be profitable. But if the customers are in your gym, guess where they're not?
Your competitions.
They're not in your competitions, gym. And if you're dead in the water, like energy levels down, we always say energy breeds energy. When you go to a new restaurant, if you're looking for a new restaurant in a town, say you're you walk out of your hotel, you're in Chicago, beautiful city Chicago,
yeah,
I actually like it there.
I know.
You're looking for a place to eat and you're just on foot and you're walking around and you look across the street and it's packed. There's people hanging out the windows. There's a line. And you kind of look at that. But yet, right in front of you, there's an empty restaurant. You're starving. They're both Italian. You're Italian, so you want to go eat Italian tonight. You want the pizza pie.
There you go.
You look across the street, and Lou Malnati's is like bumping. Yeah. There's people hanging out of the windows. People are high-fiving a chest bump. The game's on.
Now I'm hungry.
And then you got Uncle Vito's pizzeria right here on the left. And it's like there's nobody there. It's the chef's like looking out the window and see like what's going on. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? The common sense says I'm going to go. Obviously that place across the street must be good. Let's go get a piece of pie, right?
That's social proof.
Social proof. Right. Right. And so the same thing happens in your gym. If you're walking a prospect through your gym and it's dead as a doornail and everybody's, you know, like looking at you as you walk in, you feel weird. But if it's bumping, you got client, you know, the coaches come on. Hey, hold on. Hey, good to meet you. You know, I'm Joe Lee or I'm Randy or I'm Jess or whatever. And they get back to work and, you know, and there's just action and vibe and going on. That's a time that you would be okay overspending to get the damn energy back in your gym, because energy breeds energy. It affects your sales.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Just throwing that out there. All right. That's ROAS. You can take a snapshot of your ROAS at every day, every week, every month, but I would suggest every month.
I want to add one more, another time when going in the hole on your ROAS might be advantageous is when a new gym opens in your area. Because if you do know your numbers and you know the lifetime value of a client, the guy who's opening, guy, gal opening up the gym down the street doesn't have that data yet. They don't know how long somebody's going to be staying in their business. They don't have the evidence. So the potential value of that asset, right? Like when you're shopping, they don't know the full value of what that client's worth to their business.
Right.
So they're hesitant to spend money to acquire a client. They have to be. They have to be conservative in that regard. You know your numbers. You can absolutely take, it's almost like taking a hit on the front, the first initial sale, knowing month two, month three, even month four is your point of profit, but that client's going to be with you for 3 years, mm-hmm. 4 years, whatever it may be. That is power. That is how we make data-driven decisions in the business. That new business has a set, you know, X number of dollars that they're going to spend in marketing for their grand opening, all of that stuff. If you can outspend them in the marketplace, you're going to acquire clients away from that gym, which means they're going to have a hard time getting off the ground, which means that hopefully they don't
get off the ground
and become your competition. That, Todd Brown, when we were in Fort Lauderdale, used the example of buying a home, right? Like the person who has the most ability to spend the money to acquire the home, the asset, is the one that's going to walk away with it at the end of the day.
During price wars.
Yeah, exactly, right? If you can outbid the competition on the value of that asset, you're going to acquire the asset. We have to start thinking about our customers in that same regard. When you know your numbers and can confidently spend money to acquire them at a greater rate than your competition is willing and able to do, you win. Every single time.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, it's a math problem. It's nothing more than that. It doesn't matter the hooks, the whiz bang things, as long as you're acquiring those clients with what you're doing and they're not, you're going to win.
It's a great point, because when you can outspend them, when that the CPL starts to go up on their end and they're at $30, but you're willing to spend $50. They're going to shut their ads off.
Exactly.
And you're going to win. Yep. So that's a great point. Yes. Competition's high. You want to outspend people. Knowing your numbers is everything. Math and marketing. We have a whole training on that in our business accelerator program. Amazing stuff. All right. Let's get to the most important KPI. That's what we call the delta. The delta is what I judge the performance of this gym on.
Like the health.
The delta is the growth or decay of your recurring revenue. We are sticklers, flag in the ground. You must build your recurring revenue to eclipse your base operating expenses as goal one. Whether or not you're a 10-year gym, just opening your gym today, all focus should be on recurring revenue to eclipse your base operating expenses. What does that mean? If it costs you $30,000 a month to operate the gym, and that's employees, rent, utilities, marketing expenses, your pay, everything. $30,000 goes out the door. You must get to a point where your $30,000 is coming in every single month, hopefully as early in the month as possible. And then you can obviously have some clarity.
Without having to sell anybody that month. That's right. The difference, yep. Right? That's the recurring aspect of the last month's, previous month's, you know, work, effort.
100%. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level?
Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
So the equation essentially is this, is you take your monthly new revenue. Let's just say you signed up five people at $500 a month. That's $2,500 plus. You subtract your losses, your cancels. You lost two people at $500 a month. That's minus $1,000. Then you take your freezes and unfreezes. You got people coming on freeze, coming off a freeze every single month. That needs to go into that equation because if they're on freeze, it's no revenue.
You're not collecting. Yeah.
Yep. Then you, let's just say that was two people's in, two people out. That was a break even. And then you've got your upgrades or downgrades. Okay. So somebody went from $200 a month to $300 a month. So that's a plus 100. And it all boils down into a number. And that is your number of your growth or decay of your recurring revenue going into next month. So if it's either a positive or a negative, you want to be positive. Month after month after month, even if it's 1,000, even if it's 500, if you just think about it this way, this is the weirdest thing to think. If all you did was increase your delta $1,000 a month in January, $1,000 a month in February, $1,000 a month in March, you did that all the way through December. Then you basically froze the whole like signups. Nobody could sign up. Nobody could cancel. The next 12-month period, you will have grossed $144,000 yep. more dollars than you did this year at just growing it by 1,000. So now January 1 to the next January, you are $12,000 a month more in recurring revenue. You take that times 12, that's $144,000. It compounds.
Compounding. The benefit of the recurring revenue model.
Yep.
I mean, again, we talk about it all the time. When you focus on your monthly recurring revenue, like this is the differentiator between success and failure for most gyms.
Yep.
Is just consistently built. It's the 20 mile march, you know, like it doesn't seem like the efforts of $1,000 in additional revenue this month is anything. And then next month, another 1,000, you're only focused on the 1,000.
Right.
Most gym owners aren't looking at what did that $1,000 compound to over 12, you know, a full 12 months from now. Mm-hmm. Right. And that right there is how gyms grow to 30 to 40 to 50 to $100,000 per month
yep.
in revenue by focusing on something as simple as what is the growth of this month's revenue yep. right here.
Growth or decay of your recurring revenue, it is everything. And so, yes, the gym owners like Chase Morlock, who when we first started working with him as an $18,000 recurring gym. He goes through our business accelerator. He moves into our Iron Circle and he's over $50,000 of recurring revenue every single month. It's a different life. It's a different gym. Like it's just different.
Oh, I mean the conversations with him,
yeah,
you know, it shines evidence to that, right? Like with the things he's working on, what his day to day, you know, tasks are as a business owner. All of that's completely changed through his development just from that growth of the revenue, right? Now he's got a team of people that are working for him. He's not on the training floor anymore. He's the visionary of the business sure. as opposed to pulling the levers and having to do the fulfillment of all of the tasks within the business. And it gives him the ability to now scale with the systems and the staffing structure that he has as opposed to him having to go out there and do more work.
Absolutely. That's the life that you want as a gym owner. Now, I will tell you, like, too many gym owners get stuck on member count.
Yep.
Attrition, revenue per member. None of it matters because honestly, if the delta is growing, you could have less members. You could have high attrition because you could be outselling it.
Yep.
You could have lower paying clients leaving, higher paying coming in. You could be upgrading people. And your delta could be positive with all those other KPIs are in bad shape. Your business grew. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't care about member count, attrition, revenue in, revenue out, as long as the delta is positive. Mm-hmm. If the delta is positive, we did great. Yes. Do we want them all to be great? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just like on our ROAS, cost per leads are relevant. You could have a low cost per lead and no ROAS. You could have a high cost per lead and high ROAS.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a low cost per lead and high ROAS. You could have a high cost per lead and low ROAS. It doesn't matter. If the ROAS is positive, irrelevant cost per lead. If the delta is positive, irrelevant member count, irrelevant attrition, irrelevant revenue per member.
Yeah.
Delta's up. So guys, it's just the two things I've boiled it down to. And I just, the only focus on those two things. Like Zach's got all these graphs and data and all this stuff. And I like to see it. But all of this stuff could be looking great. If the delta is negative, we got a problem. That's it. That's what it comes down to.
And the data, it's good to have that data too, because if you don't have the ROAS, if you don't have a positive delta, that's when that other data becomes relevant, right? Yep. Now you have to go look at, okay, this is underperform. This isn't where we need it to be. So where is that date? Where's the hole? Yeah. Where's the breakdown and that's when the other data comes back and supports those two KPIs. But
for sure,
those KPIs are your barometer. I mean, that's what's telling you the success or failure of the business, growth or decay, right? And that is what then you make your decisions based around. From there, what then you look into the other KPIs for your opportunities. But most gym owners are focused on those small little KPIs, not focused on these, and they're trying to nickel and dime success, and they're missing the big picture.
Yeah.
And so focus on the big picture, then break it down if you do need to. But when you focus on those two things, man, running the business, operating the business, even your emotional tie to the wins and the losses and the turmoil that comes with owning the business, right? You can lose 15 clients this month, have a positive delta, and be like, you know what? I'm running a leaner business. It's a lot easier to serve the people that are still here.
Well, that's what you're going to see when you switch from large group training to semi-private training. Yep. You would see a less members, more revenue.
And the analogy I use all the time is, you know, if the goal is a dollar, would you rather get a dollar with four quarters or 10 dimes? I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to hold 10 or four quarters in your hand and keep four quarters than it is to you know, manage 10 dimes and still get that dollar. So I would much rather have a higher value service, product, whatever it may be, fewer customers, higher deliverable to get the same revenue than, you know, need 1,500 people walking through the door to keep at 1,500 people happy to get the same dollar.
Sure. Good point. All right, guys. Well, that's what I look at. That's as an absentee business owner that has a great team and data to look at. I just focus on those. And, you know, when you do, that's what grows. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next show, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.